Get on
absolutely.
Your
call now if you want the car, because they sell out. They sell out very quickly.
That'll go $4,990. That's
coming up on Racing HQ, Roman, Chantel Buckley is going to preview Hawkesbury. John Scorse is going to look at Canberra. Greg Hayes will wrap all the action from the Inter-Dominion night at Melton. And the Big Sports Breakfast returns bigger and better tomorrow.
You want tomorrow morning, James?
On with Laurie from 5:30, so tune in.
Busy schedule coming up over Christmas, James.
A little bit busy, but get a bit of time
James,
off a little
who
bit
who wins today?
Good question,
and
Ray.
What do they win?
Jamie, who mentioned the Jack Gibson commentary during the State of Origin. Yeah. He was very good. So, Jamie, you're our winner. You get a signed copy of the Ray Thomas first ever book, Winx, and Ray will come round to your place and do selected readings at different stages. So there's a prize that you'd never believe.
He'll say he can keep that.
You've also got a carton of Wingman beer. Coming
that's
your
the
way.
Most important thing.
Well, the book's important too, Roman.
So. Wingman beer, we must endorse the sponsor's product. We
absolutely.
Can certainly endorse that.
It is the best beer on the market this Christmas. We can say that unashamedly.
Exactly. Well, hopefully we can get Coley early and get right amongst it, because that'll be me this afternoon. I'll be enjoying my Sunday, James.
And as always, we'll enjoy our sport.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and Parramatta.
The very best of US racing 7 days a week.
Gunrunner's on top of the world. He wins the Breeders' Cup Classic.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Good morning, Simon Harrison with you at 2 minutes past 10. We're about to preview Hawkesbury and find all of the winners with Chantel Buckley. But first of all, we'll get to a report on the track from our manager, Jeff Haynes. Jeff, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon.
And how much rain have you had over the last 48 hours?
We've had 53 mil. We had most of that fell Thursday night and Friday night, but yesterday we absolutely dodged the bullet. We had a lot of wind and lightning, thunder, and about 10 minutes of big drops, but didn't register anything. I don't know how we missed it, but we missed it.
So what's the track rating?
Track just off 7, penetrometer 5.25, which is right on the borderline of 6 and 7. And then Grant Buckley galloped one this morning, and he said, even though it was a 7 because of the heavy dew and fog, he reckons it'd be close to a 6, certainly by the first race, especially with the temperature being in the low 30s. It looks like a fine, warm day.
Oh, that's encouraging. So what sort of forecast is for a warm day? They're not saying any more rain?
No, what they're doing is they're saying it's fairly humid. It's going to be about 32, 33 degrees, but there may be a late storm, but I think the worst of the storms are gone. But if we miss one yesterday, I don't think we'll get one today. But that looks like a beautiful sunny day, mate. And great day to finish off the year for us.
Okay, what have you done with the rail position?
The rail, the same position it was last week, 7 days ago. The track raced really well. The rail's out 3 metres from the 13 to the winning post, and through the remainder, so I've left in the same spot. And with that good drop of rain and the humid weather, mate, the grass has just taken off. You've almost got to cut it every day now. So I've got a great pad of grass.
Ah, great stuff, Jeff. So this is the last meeting until February.
Yeah, we got 2 months off. Unfortunately, here it's pretty hot in the middle of January. We've got the high 40s, so we don't race at all in January, and gives us a chance to do some renovations on both our course proper and B grass, because we're running our barrier trials on the course proper tomorrow, give our B grass 3 or 4 week break. So we'll use the course proper, then early in the year we'll change over and then renovate the course proper. So it's a good chance for us to do some work on both our grass tracks.
Good on you, Jeff. Well, thanks very much for the update and enjoy the afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.
And we'll have CEO from Hawkesbury, Greg Rudolph, on around 25 past 12 just to chat about some of the developments coming up for Hawkesbury over the next couple of months. Chantel Buckley joins us now to find us the winners. And Chantel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. So we've heard from Jeff there. It's a pretty good car today at Hawkesbury. You think we can find a winner or two?
Let's hope so, yeah. No, the weather's beautiful today. It's a little bit humid, as Jeff said, but at least there's no rain about, and hopefully that track might dry out a touch.
Well, let's take a look at the first race, which is a maiden over 1,100 metres. Now, there's no scratchings in the opener. There's a field of 10, and here are the latest tab fixed odds. One Cinquedia has been $7.50 into $6. Two Hempstead has been $7 to $7.50. Three Nuclear Burst, the favourite, has been $2.80 to $3. Four Ticket Keeper, $8 to $8.50. Five Cloud in the Sky, $34 to $26. Six Meals, $81 out to $100 to $1. Seven A Fortunate Lass, $9.50 to $10. Eight Ballad is $4 to $4.20. Nine Sailor V, $81 to $100 to $1. And 10 Slight Adjustment has been $9.50 into $6.50. So a little bit of money there for Slight Adjustment. But your favourite, Chantel, is Nuclear Burst, which is at $3.
I've gone 10, 8, 3 and 1, and I'm actually quite glad to hear that there has been a bit of money for the 10 Slight Adjustment. I put her on top, but look, I took it as a bit of a gamble because it was a sort of a tricky race, and I was looking for a bit of value. And she's a debutante from the Mark Newnham stable. Robbie Dolan will take the 2 kilos off her. She is bred to get up over a little bit further. I went back through the breeding, and her Grand Am won up over the 2600. So whether or not today might be too short, I'm not too sure. But I just thought the trials were nice without being – they didn't have the flashing light on them, but I thought they were still good. The first trial, she's been about 2.5 lengths. It was just very quiet there. They didn't ask her to do anything. And then the second trial, she got back. She was given a little bit of a slap down the shoulder. She got going. She was full of running through the line there. That was over the 800. So I think the 1100, I think it'll be okay for her. As I said, maybe a touch short, but she'll be doing her best work late. So I thought it was value. I'd take the chance and put her on top here. You've got to respect the stable with their debutantes. The 8 into second spot. Ballad, now she debuted at Wyong there. She was no match for the winner there, Enjoy Elsie, but she was beaten 4 lengths. I thought it was a nice enough effort there. She settled just in behind. She had to cart the field up with the winner, and I thought she battled away quite nicely. Her stablemate, Hempstead, comes out of the same race there, and that horse finished third. I'm going to leave him out. The 3, I popped into third spot, Nuclear Burst. He's had a number of chances, but I know he'll get through the ground. He's placed on a heavy track, so you'd think the soft would be fine for him. Actually placed on heavy on debut, but probably had enough by the end of last prep. Resumes with 2 trials. He was pushed on his first trial, and then he travelled a little bit keen in his second trial there, given a bit of a squeeze, but just pretty quiet down to the line. I mean, he's a horse you can't leave out. He's placed 3 from 4 in last preparation. He actually protested when he was narrowly beaten in a maiden at Wang over the 1350, unsuccessful, obviously. So that's why he still holds that maiden at status. So he's into third spot. And then we'll pop the 1, Cinquedia. Now, I think she'll probably rule a line for his first start. He drew the outside gate there. He tried to go forward, but they kicked up underneath him, so he ended up coming back. He settled a fair way off them, circled the field, worked into the race, but probably condition may have given out there over the 1100. So I think he'll be better for the run, and certainly today he will do no work because he's drawn the 2. So I'd say probably nearly leap them up. I mean, it'll be a fast run affair. However, he does have that good spin from that inside draw. He'll be right up there. So I think we'll see a huge improvement from him. So in the first, we'll go 10 from 8, 3 and 1.
So 10, 8, 3, 1 in the first. Race 2 is the Julius Flooring Class 2. It's over 2,000 metres. And with the 2 scratchings of 3 Queeper Belts and 6 Lord Chamberlain, we are down to a field of just 5 runners. And with the tab fixed on this one, 1 Dusk Falls is 11, 2 Equipped $1.75, 4 Roland Garros $2.15, 5 Russian Express 14, and 7 Biscuit at $51. So no activity with the fixed odds at this point, to Chantel. Equipped is $1.75, Roland Garros $2.15.
Equipped has firmed somewhat since, I think the other day, he's about $2.50 or something like that. His opening quote, obviously, with the scratchings, he's now come into favouritism. And I've made him my best of the day. I just think he's the fit horse of the race. The other day, or 2 starts ago, and I was on the Kenzo track. It was a slowly run affair, and I didn't think his effort was too bad. Now, I don't think there'll be any blistering speed in this small field, so it might be a tactical race. He probably sits up there. Look, he might even sit outside the leader today unless Biscuit or Dusk Falls decides to take it up from on the outside of him. But we'll put him on top, as I said. You know, he's just got a great placing record. His win record, I guess, isn't great, but he certainly is always in the money. They're taking the winkers off for the first time. He gets in well with the 2 kilo claim for Robbie Dolan. So I've got Robbie riding the first 2 races here. He gets in with 59 after that. But he's run the other day at Rose Hill, the benchmark 78, and he's back to a provincial meeting on a Sunday, a lot lesser grade. That was over the 2400, obviously, back in trip here. But I don't mind these rock hard fit horses coming back in trip sometimes. So we'll put him on top. Into a second spot, I've got Roland Garros. I don't really know a lot about this horse, obviously. He was trained down in Victoria, but now with Kieran Ma, so he's up in here in Sydney. Crossover noseband on. He won at Kynaston Class 1 at, that was two starts ago, and then he went to Wodonga, was beaten half a length over the 2050. That was a benchmark 64. Now, the only concern for mine is he's had a go on the soft track and a heavy track, and he's never done anything. But all of his best runs have been on good track. So it's a matter, I guess, if he can get through the wet ground. So he's in the second spot. The Toppy and Dust Falls, another Victorian horse, formerly with Darren Weir, now with Matty Smith. He gets a 2 kilo claim for Beck Press. Now, it's been a long time since he's won a race. He actually hasn't won over here in Australia, but it's been about 81 weeks in saying that he did have about 65 wins off before coming over here. However, he's run the other day. I was back on in early November. He was beaten 11 lengths, so it was nothing to get excited about. But I thought his trial here was pretty good there. He led them up. He travelled a little bit fresh and wasn't overly pressured there. So we'll pop him in the Toppy, and then the 5, which is Russian Express. Won a maiden a few starts ago. Didn't think her run the other day was too bad, actually. She gets 3 kilo claim for Ashley Burke. She was around 51 kilos on her back, so we'll throw her in the mix. So in the second, I've got 2, 4, 1, and 5.
So 2, 4, 1, 5 there, race 2. The third event is the JSJ Roofing 3-year-old maiden, which is over 1,600 metres for three-year-olds, and the scratchings here are 5, Estraverto, and 6, Flying Mojo. Down the page, 1, Affogato has been 5 to 5.50, 2, Osbred, 13 to 15, 3, Oz Fighter, 3 to 3.10, 4, Commentator, 6 to 6.50, 7, Rock Zone, 3 into 2.60, and that's your favourite, 8, Writing Unexpected, 21 to 23, and 9, Delia has been 7 to $7.50. So the best back runner and the $2.60 favourite in from 3, Roxanne.
I've left Roxanne, I haven't left him out. I've gone against him. I've come up with Affogato here. I just thought he'd run first up at Warwick Farm. However, Merrick in it. Now, I know if you go back and read his form, he's done nothing in 6 runs, but he's a horse that has contested some handy races. I mean, they sent him around in the size Produce last preparation. He's been about 7 lengths there behind El Dorado Dreaming. So, you know, he's competed at Group 1 level. Obviously, he wasn't up to the grade by any means. He may have had a few problems because after that run, he came back. He had one run at Canterbury, then had another 17-week break. So I'm just assuming he's obviously had a few issues. His first up run was good over the 1400 where the winkers, he had the winkers on. He settled at the back of the field, raced a little bit keen, but I thought he worked to the line really nice. And he didn't have a trial or an official trial leading into that, whether or not he'd have to jump out, I'm not too sure. But you'd think off that, he'd have to improve here second up. So I think the 14 up to the 1600 will suit him down to the ground. He'll get back and he'll run on. I think there's enough speed with Oz Fighter going forward that he should be able to get that nice cut into the race. So we'll put him on top into a second spot, Rock Zone. He's consistent without winning. He's placed in his last 2. Finished second behind Welsh Legend last time out at Canterbury there, and he was only beaten a nose last time he came to Hawkesbury. So he's certainly knocking on the door. He's placed on a wet track before, so that's no concern of mine. I just thought I'd go with a bit of value and pop him into second spot there. Into third, I've got the 3, which is Oz Fighter, no doubt. He'll lead them up and he'll take some running down. He has the fitness edge, you know, coming from the Gain Adrian stable. I'm sure Adam will roll forward and he'll probably try and kick from about the 5, 600 there. He's a go-for type of horse. And he has improved gradually as he's been stepping out in trips. And then we've got the 9, Delia, or Delia, I'm not too sure actually how you pronounce that filly's name. But I put her in my numbers the other day at Hawkesbury. She was beaten 2.6 on debut out here over the 1,300. She then stepped up to the 1,500, was beaten 2 lengths. So she's gradually improving. She sort of whacked away the other day, but
She'll get a nice card into the race, and up to the mile should suit her as well. She doesn't have a turn of foot. She just seems to keep backing away. So in the third, I've got 1-7-3-9.
1-7-3-9, race 3. Chantel will take a quick break at 10:15 and then have a look at the first leg of the quaddie.
Hurry up, Santa, the family are waking up.
Coming. I'll just take them.
Why are you stealing the pure digital radio gift Annie bought for Phil?
Was this better than what I got him?
Santa, Phil wanted a digital radio for Christmas. He loves his music and his sport, and now he'll get up to 30 extra stations.
But it's so generous.
But that's because Annie got up to $100 cash back. On the pure range at selected Harvey Norman and David Jones stores until December 31st. Now put it back.
Sports Radio has the best wrap of the 2018 Inter-Dominion Championships. Hear from the trainers, drivers and owners. On the Pace with Greg Hayes. Tuesday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio has the winning formula this summer.
Hi, I'm Amanda Rando from Harness Racing New South Wales. I'll give you the late mail before every race for Tuesday's Menangle meeting.
Prior to every race, hear Amanda's Menangle late mail on Sky Sports Radio.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian introduce a fantastic filly and the first yearling at Tullock Lodge by Wongina. Snitzel's Group 1 winning son and now exciting first crop sire. Trained by Gay, Wongina was the fastest two-year-old in the stable and won the Group 1 Australian Guineas at 3. From Spooked, winning daughter of Group 2 winner Beat the Fade. Join our Dynamic Gay and Adrian team. 5% shares, just $7,625. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 33-6808.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ. Racing HQ. Everything you need for a winning day.
Welcome back. We are taking a look at this Christmas meeting at Hawkesbury with Chantel Buckley. And we're down to race 4, which is the first leg of the quaddie. It's the Ridgewater Plumbing Provincial and Country Maiden over 1,100 metres. And there are two scratchings, 4 Intrepidus and 13 Callaway Dancer. They've both come out. Now, with the tab fixed on, here, Chantel, one I'm a legend has been 460 into 4. 2 Bad Boy for Love, 7 to 750. 3 Schnapps, $1.80 to $1.85. 5 Thornbrook, 11 to 12. 6 Groovester is also 11 to 12. 7 Menglis, 61 into 31. 8 Minneapolis Miss, 71 to 81. 9 Publish, $13. 10 Single Zero, 26 out to 31. 11 Tears He Cried, $126 into $71. 12 The Spruker, $31 to $34. And 14 Rebe Rhymer, $81 to $101. So at longer odds, Menglis has been $61 into $31. I'm a Legend has been certainly specced $460 into $4. But the odds on favourite Shani is Schnapps at $1.85.
And I guess he deserves to be the favourite here. A bit of a push that Corey Brown's coming out to Hawkesbury on a Sunday to ride him. Now, he debuted at Warwick Farm where he set up outside the leader that was over the 1,100 there. And I don't know, I just thought maybe his condition may have given out. He had a 40-week spell after that, so whether or not he had a few issues, I'm not too sure. But he did come back in June of this year and he had 2 really nice trials and they tipped him out again. And then today he resumes with 1 trial. That was at Wyong. Corey went up and trialled him there, and he was absolutely hard held down to the line. So after leading them up. So I'd say he'll show good speed here. I'm not worried about his draw. I know he's drawn wide, but as I said, I say it up time and time again, it's 1 run to the turn. So even if he is 4 and 5 deep, I'm not too worried there. He's probably better part of the going, to be honest. So I'm going to put him on top ahead of I'm a Legend. Now, had it have been a touch further, I probably would have put him on top. But his best, I know he's placed over the 1,200, but I thought his best runs have, he's placed over the 1,100 too, but he did get up over the 1,550 last preparation, and he's so consistent. He's only missed a check once in his seven starts. His two trials have been good. He was held together and he's soft to the line in his recent Hawkesbury trial there. He's now with Matty Vella, he's formerly with Les Bridge, and Matty's taken the synthetic hoof filler off him for the first time, so maybe he's gotten his feet right, I'm not too sure. Did sweat up quite bad in the trial, I noticed, so I'm assuming today he'll probably be in the yard, he'll be a bit above himself, and he might need this, so whilst I think he's the danger, it might be just a touch short for him today. I'm going to put Bad Boy for Love in, Matty's other runner, formerly with Joe Pride, now out here at Hawkesbury. And this guy actually debuted in a two-year-old maiden back in, this time last year, actually, and then had about a 23-week break, came to Hawkesbury on a heavy track and finished second. It was a provincial metro maiden there, and he was beaten about 1.3 on that occasion. So I know he'll get through the track. He was to be ridden more forward on that occasion, so I'd say they'll probably try and drive him forward from an inside draw and make use of that. His trials were good, actually. His first trial, he was quiet, and then his second trial, he travelled a little bit keen, and I didn't think he was too bad to the line there. So I've got him in for third, and then the five, Thornbrook. Last two placings have come on country circuits. However, I just thought he had a little bit more upside than a few of the others in the race. So whilst he's been placing an easier grade, he gets his chance here today, should be able to run into the top four. So I've got 3, 1, 2, and 5 with my on top selection.
3, 1, 2, 5 there. Race 4. Race 5 is the Friend Civil Class 2 over 1100. Scratchings here are 5, She Sedanza, and 10, And There Is More. And with the market here, 1, Vincero is 460. 2, Dortmund, 14 to 15. 3, Angelo, $6. 4, Sylvia's Mother, 230 into 225. 6, Fame Shines, 950 to 850. 7, Gary from the Bull, $26. 8, Blazing Bow at $7.50. 9, The Patrician, 13 to 14. 11, Anne's Gift, 34 to 41. And 12, See Me Out at $51. So, Fame Shines has had some support there, $9.50 into $8.50. But the solid favourite, Chantel, is Sylvia's Mother. It's at $2.25.
I've gone around Sylvia's Mother. I've got the toppy here, Vincero, on top again. Poor old Robbie Dolan, I've got some pressure on him today. I've put him on top again. He takes 2 kilos off, and I think just with Robbie, he's riding really well, and his claim is really going to come in handy on a couple of these horses. Vincero was brilliant first up over the 1,000 in a Class 2 at Gosford. He settled a fair way back, and I thought he worked the line really nicely. Now, he just wanted to run away and hang out a little bit over the concluding stages, and he was actually sent back to the trials because of his manners, and I think his manners did cost him the race. He was only beaten 0.3 of a length there, so he went back to Rose Hill. He was held together. They obviously didn't want him to overtax himself, and he was just held down to the line there. But that was a Class 2 race. Some of these aren't Class 2 horses. They're only Class 1 horses, so I think his form probably reads a little bit better than some of the rest. So he's on top. The second elect is Sylvia's Mother. Now she gets the tongue tie on for the first time. She actually won her maiden out here quite impressively last preparation. That was back in August, and she had a little bit of a break there. She resumes off one trial. I just couldn't get too excited about the trial. It was slowly run time, one of the slowest actually. So I just didn't think that she deserved to be the odds on favourite. I thought she was a little bit unders for mine. I think she'll run well, but yeah, just couldn't come at the short price quote with her. Into a third spot, I've got the 6 in Fame Shines. I'm glad you said there was a bit of support for him. He's an entire they've decided to keep. They haven't wanted to geld him just yet. He's had 16 goes for 2 wins now and 5 minors. He resumed at Hawkesbury last meeting, and he had the blinkers on. Now they've taken, he had the winkers on. They're now putting the blinkers on and taking the winkers off. He has won second up before, so I just think, I guess you could forget his first up run. He's better than that. Pop him in the mix. I know he'll look well. He's down in the weights with 54 kilos on his back. And into fourth spot, we'll throw Angelo. One is Hawkesbury maiden out here, 2 back. That was back in June. And then went to a Class 1 on a soft track here. He started favourite, actually, and he was beaten about 3.5. But he probably had enough by the end of that. He resumes off a good trial behind Jungle Eyes, and he was given a solid hit out there, so we'll know he has the fitness on the board. 1, 4, 6, and 3 in the fifth.
1, 4, 6, 3 there. Race 6 is the Direct Electrical Supplies Fillies and Mares Benchmark 64. It's over 1,400 metres, and the one scratching is 8 River Set. And the board here has got one Lucky Louie, 420 to 440. Two Zabeel's Choice, 550 to 6. Three Swiss, $750 to $8. Four Cath Air, 4 to 420. Five Lady Elizabeth, $8 to $8.50. Six Northern Lights has been 10 into 650. Seven Miss Reed Doble, $4 out to 420. Nine Oakwood Lady, 41 to 51. And 10 Lugard Road, 81 to 100 to 1. So the equal $4.20 favourites both out from four, Cath Air and Miss Reed Doble. But the best backed here, Chantelle, is Northern Lights, which opened 10 and is now 650.
That's interesting you say that Northern Lights has been backed. Couldn't really get excited about her first up run. However, anyway, the money's come for her. I've left her out completely. Thought this was a pretty tricky race. I think it's an open affair. I'm going to put Miss Reed Doble on top. Now, I am worried that there's not going to be enough pace on for her. I'm just hoping that Oakwood Lady and Zabeel's Choice go at each other and inject a little bit of speed, because Miss Reed Doble, she's up to the 1,400, and I know that if she doesn't have the speed on, she'll do a lot wrong. She can over race. The other day, her win at Scone was really good, but the tempo was on for her. She settled back, and she hit the line really strongly. So whilst she'll run out the 1,400, which I know she will, it's just a matter of if that tempo's on. So I'm taking her on, putting her on top at a bit of a risk. But she's just flying at the moment. She's run through this preparation, and she's definitely, oh, that was a 66 race, and I was in the country, but she's back to a 64 here today. I don't think the race is any stronger. Into a second spot, I'm going to put Lady Elizabeth. Now, her first up run on a heavy track wasn't too bad. I think she'll improve off that. She's never done anything first up. However, she has one second up there. She went to the line with Lucky Louie, and Lucky Louie had a few runs under her belt. So I just think her performance probably shows there's a little bit more in her to improve second up, whereas Lucky Louie, who I've got in for third, she won her maiden at Newcastle the other day. It took her a while to get that maiden victory. She was $1.40, and I didn't think she was that impressive, to be honest. She didn't win like $1.40 pop. She then went to Warwick Farm, as I said, comes out of that same race there as Lady Elizabeth. Her run was okay. It says in the stewards' report that she was never clear in the last 50, but, I mean, I didn't think it was it cost her by any means. Maybe she may have finished half a length closer, but certainly nothing to get too excited about. So she's in a third spot, I should say. Now, I just think that Miss Reed Doble meets Lucky Louie 2 kilos better. Lucky Louie's only won the one race. Miss Reed Doble's won the three. So I know Lucky Louie obviously competed at the highest level back in the early days. She went around in an Oaks, and she's got a higher rating, so I can understand that. And then into a fourth spot, we'll throw the four Cath Air. She always races well here at a home track. I thought she was brilliant the other day at Orange, and I thought she actually got the nose down. Unfortunately, she missed by a nose there, a 0.1 of a length. That was a Class 3 race, so she'll get back with Miss Reed Doble, and I'd say those two fillies will come, hopefully, flushing down the outside, and look, they might be fighting it out. So we'll go 7-5-1-4. It's a tricky little affair, this benchmark 64 for the fillies and mares.
7-5-1-4, race 6. And race 7, the last, is the Bio Wormer, benchmark 64 for the males. It's over 1,400 metres. Scratchings here are 4 Prima Stella, 5 Charaterra, 7 Sizzled, 8 Snatcher, 11 Ricks, and 12 Louis Choice. And with the market, one he's a given is 240 to 250. 2 Playard, 420. 3 Barbary at $12. 6 Hendo's Magic, 41 into 34. 9 Unknown Universe, 440. 10 Foxdown, $6. And 13 Ready Set Sing at $6.50. So the $2.50 favourite in the closer is Clary Connor's runner. He's a given.
Yeah, I like him, actually. I don't really like tipping horses with a big weight on a wet track. I think it might try out, hopefully, by race 7. But from memory, I think he's a big horse, and I know he'll be able to carry the weight. He loves it here at Hawkesbury. He's had 3 goes for 2 wins and a minor. Now, he's back in grade. He went around in a 70 last time out. He's back to a 64-rated race. And, yes, he rises a 3 kilos, but he just has all the stats on the board. He's 1-for-1 in the track distance. Either get back and run on type, and I think he'll settle. Obviously, there's only a small field now, so I just think he'll get a nice run just in behind them. He might even box seat, and hopefully he has the drop on them there. So he's on top ahead of the 13. Ready Set Sing, he was about $14 yesterday. He's come right into
$6.50, you can't leave him out. Look, he's no superstar. He's won six from 77 and he's got about 28 minors. He's an old boy who goes around week in, week out. He's fit, but you just can't leave him out. Two of his six wins have been here at Hawkesbury. He loves the distance. And I thought his run the other day was massive. He's only got 52 kilos on his back after the claim for Beck Press. So I definitely think he'll be running on late.